What is up, everybody? Ryan, ATX Metal Podcast on take number 37 or somewhere in between. This episode features my boy Josh Arnold, a.k.a. Drifter Voyages, a.k.a. frontman of metalcore outfit Familiar with Failure, and he is the new team member on the podcast. So I would like to welcome him and also thank him for taking this leap with me in our journey to continue to support local independent artists, unsigned artists, or artists that are just looking to continue their promotion or PR push and want to get a reaction video out there. People have told me over the past, I don't know how long, Ryan, you need a reaction side of the podcast, and I am finally here to tell you that we are delivering on that promise. We're going to start Josh out with just a couple reactions a month and then probably ramp up from there. But we just wanted to get our foot in the door, dip our toes in the water. Speaking of water, go check out our very first reaction video called Oxidation from a Means to an End. It is about oxidation and water, so pun intended. Do what you will with these, with this information. I am on reaction. I'm personally on edit number 30, God knows what, of this intro. So, you know, it takes a lot to put basic audio together and basic audio and video. So I'm really glad that Josh is joining the team, because as in the interview you hear, he's been doing this for quite some time now. He's been chopping up video for some dude in Australia. Then that guy was like, well, maybe you should do it by yourself. And then when he started doing them on his own, that's what caught my attention, and that's how the offer got made. So I'm really excited to have him a part of the team. You'll love him. I love him. He's great. He's a goofball, and he's just such a genuine dude, and that's really what brought my attention to him and why he's on the team. We sit down and talk about, you know, what we look for in reaction videos, our favorite elements of the music, and the importance of creating engaging content for you guys, because not only is the music video got to be catchy, we got to sit here and, you know, react with you. And we really hope that we're going to bring you this genuine, genuine reaction. I'm going to join him from time to time, depending on if the moons align, but I'm super excited to have him on the team, and it's going to be great. Shout out to Come and Take It Productions, Come and Take It Live, for helping us and letting us do what we do and throw shows and support local musicians and artists. As you can tell in the background right now, Humanity's Last Breath is playing. I just witnessed them play for the very first time ever in my life at Come and Take It Live, and my God, the house got brought down on the Chaos and Carnage tour with Carnifex and Rivers and Hill. And I mean, I bought all their vinyls, four vinyls and a wall flag for Seth. Shout out Seth. But man, so excited to see them. And I just can't tell you how, like, I'm speechless. It was something. There's video out there of me moshing. I came out of mosh retirement. So excited. My body hurts, but my soul was ready. Speaking of shows that and bands that I've never seen before, All Shall Perish is going to be here. Atreyu is going to be here. Hatebreed is going to be here. Why is that, Ryan? Why are all these major bands coming to Texas? Well, I'll tell you. The Far Out Lounge is throwing the Big Texas Metal Fest on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through 26th. It's going to be bananas. Go look it up. I'll have a link in the description so you can check it out. There's tickets available. It's going to be massive. And the coolest thing is that there are locals on this show. If you can buy a ticket from a local to this, which I'm not 100% sure about this, but always try to purchase the tickets to the shows from the locals, because that puts money directly back into their pocket. And that's what we're all about. With all that said, here is Josh Arnold, my reaction dude, AKA Drifter Voyages. Let's get it. What's up, everybody? Ryan, ATX Metal Podcast, back with a episode that is going to shock the world, I think.
Nah.
Well, We're gonna become a part of the mega reaction world. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh man, that'd be sick.
What you do and what we're trying to accomplish here, and then we'll just we'll see where this goes.
Okay, well, what's up, everyone? My name's Josh, aka Drifter Voyages. That's gonna be a line that you're gonna hear a lot coming from here now, I guess. I am a metal reaction content creator for YouTube. Just got YouTube partner last month. I'm also the frontman for a metalcore band called Familiar with Failure. Full-time husband, full-time father, and also full-time recovery advocate. And I'm excited to be a part of the ATX Metal Podcast crew. Oh, wait, should I not have said that
yet? No, that's why I'm happy that you did. I mean, either you were going to say it or I was. So.
I'm just all around chill dude that likes to react to metal music on YouTube.
Let me get your hot take on, since you are the front man of a band, when you watch other reaction videos, what are you looking for specifically, or are you just there just to kind of hang out and vibe?
That's a good question. So basically the point of, I guess the overall point of why I started doing this originally was to help with my growth to get to YouTube partner. But then I kind of realized that I was very sheltered in my metal music, like listening to stuff. I listen to the same emo bullshit from 2000. Oh, can I cuss on
yes,
here?
Yes, you
sorry.
Can, sir. We're okay. Not regulated by the FCC.
I listen to the same emo stuff, from like 2008 to 2010, and I missed out on a lot. So I've been getting all these like recommendations and stuff and just other different types of metal and everything else. And so I'm just like there for the vibe. I'm there to hang out and listen. The easiest thing to get a good short on, I guess, or something like that would be like a sick breakdown, something super filthy and gross, where it makes you, make the face and all fun stuff. But I also, I'm a huge, sucker for female vocalists. I'm also really into, crazy, like drum solo or like just something like kind of out of the norm. I do like to grab at that, like listening to a lot of like Japanese metal and stuff. They like to do some
wild
wacky
shit.
Stuff. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. So it's, I've just been going through and just vibing. It's been super fun. And now getting to, work with you guys and doing like more local, like, undiscovered bands, that's just going to add to it. I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
I've been told multiple times that I personally should be reacting to local music, whether it be visualizers or music videos or just songs in general. I'll break it down what the overall goal is here. So obviously I'm in my ninth year, pushing 10 for the podcast as a whole.
That's crazy,
it's
dude.
Wild.
That's awesome.
I mean, this poster right here, that was my very first showcase ever, thrown at Dirty Dog. And I think it's 20. Where's the date? I should know. 2015. It's 2015.
Oh, man. That's nice. Dude, rip Dirty Dog.
Yeah. Ugh. But, this is my little collection that I have back here, Broken Cymbals.
That's cool.
We'll talk about that later. But anyway, so the one thing that I've learned is that everyone has really come to accept that content is king. And, back in this era, podcasts were a very dime a dozen, right? You needed all this expensive equipment and you needed to know a producer. And I mean, now you can literally do it with just an iPhone and a Wi-Fi connection. Like that's it.
It's crazy.
I think it speaks to the not only just technology, but how easy the access is to do your own thing. Mm-hmm. And knowing that reaction videos are always fun to watch, especially like you said, when a nice bleh hits or you've got a tasty breakdown or maybe a sick solo or a drum, just a drum fill. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But then behind that, you also have to, make that video sexy and make it pop and make it interesting. Mm-hmm. And you also have to be interesting yourself. I mean, I've watched reaction videos and no offense to the content creators, it's just not my flavor.
Oh yeah. They're just like blindly staring.
They're like, this is great. Yeah. I'm so happy that I'm watching this. Shout out.
Yeah.
But what I want to build with the podcast is a community mm-hmm. full of people that are not only in the scene, but also love, you know, just doing it just to do it. And you've just recently started doing your own reaction videos, but you've been a content creator for a long time, right?
Oh yeah. I used to do gaming content, and it's just, you know, I can only do so many like five man kills and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Everybody's already seen that stuff, you know, right. And I will say, you know, I'll be super transparent, you know, reaction videos is actually kind of like a lot of people kind of look at it as like that's just easy content, you know, and it's that's silly. I don't understand why people want to hate on stuff, right. But yeah, like, it's a very, the communities of these bands and stuff like really surprised me, you know, like bands like Nightwish, things like that. They literally sit on YouTube and just wait for people to react so that they can go and chat in their comments. Oh, yeah. And all that kind of stuff. And it's super cool to like meet all these people. So there's a lot more to it, than what people think, but yeah, it's super awesome. Way better than the gaming content. I can separate my gaming content with my, you know, my content for YouTube, and that, you know, takes a weight off my shoulders, lets the gaming content be fun and relaxing, and the other stuff just be the work, I guess. It is work, but I don't feel that it's work.
And that's, you know? and that's kind of like, I've been patiently waiting for like the right, and I'll just, I mean, just the right person, because yeah. I have all of the equipment and all the gear and the know-how to make it happen, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be the best at it. That doesn't mean I'm going to be the worst at it. So yeah. Why not find someone that already has like a very good grasp on everything that is involved and just bring you on the team? And like, and we spoke earlier, I told him I wasn't trying to be like Jeff Bezos and like elbow him out and take over the channel. Like I want you, you know, to be a part of the team, because I think that's what's going to help grow this even more, because at the end of the year, you know, we're kicking out sponsorship letters, and I want to have a very well-oiled machine whenever I make that ask, because I'm not going to ask for, you know, $100 or like $150 a month. Like I'm shooting for like $1,000. Like I want,
nice.
Like it takes money to make money, but I've never mm-hmm. been in this for money. I would rather take that money and then pay it forward and go rent a really nice studio, like we talked about, that has,
oh yeah, yeah.
That has, you know, 4K cameras, and all you do is walk in, hit record, talk about whatever you want to talk about, hit stop, and then 24 hours later, you've got all of your media just in your inbox.
That is so sick. And oh man,
shout out Pouch Six Studios downtown Austin, yeah. And North Austin. I'm gonna be up in your studio soon.
Yeah, you doing God's work over there. That's
but I'm really happy that you're joining the team. I want to just get a little background story about just like a brief bio. What's your experience in the music community? Obviously gaming. Like what do you bring into the table, and what should people expect from you as a reaction? I don't even, is that what a reactionary? What would the proper name be?
I don't know. That sound I like that though. It sounds
almost
very
sounds like revolutionary.
Proper.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a reactionary.
Yeah. So I've been in the, I guess, music industry, the music world for a while. I was in my first band back in like 2010. I've been in a couple of bands, most of them from, you know, your 2010 screamo stuff to, I did like an indie Never Shout Never Bullshit band at one point. And then now I'm in my band now. And so I've been around the block, I guess. I've rubbed shoulders with bands like Silent Planet, Great American Ghosts, all different kinds of the spectrum there. We almost played a show with Ginger. The guy, you know, stupid COVID shit. I can appreciate a lot of things that I feel that some people that haven't been in bands that might do reactions can't appreciate. I'm not saying that, you know, I just know more than everybody else, but you know, I'm it's coming from not only a fan of the music, but also somebody that's like in the music.
Right.
And then also I'm a very positive person. So that's another thing. Like I'm goofy. You know, I'm just myself. I'm a silly goose. I used to advertise myself as America's number one metalcore silly goose. I don't know. It's, I think it's funny. You're a dad. You know,
I can see a goose. I can just see a goose on the back of a t-shirt.
Acacia strain.
Yeah,
the acacia strain thing.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I saw that on a shirt and I was like, "Damn it!
Silly.
They stole it from me." But I love that man, by the way. But and so I'm all about like bringing the positivity to it. You know, I can always have a good time, and so that's just what I do. I just literally jam out. I'll have my little comments there. We usually talk before and after the video. I always play the video all the way through. I know a lot of reactionists, they'll stop the video, talk about it a little bit. I kind of try to get a little tidbits in there while it's playing, and then I talk about it at the end just so that everyone that's watching can experience the video if they haven't yet. Because that's another thing, is like I'm experiencing it for the first time. That's kind of what I aim for, is like stuff that I haven't listened to before, or like different renditions, or like a vocal cover or whatever. I want to like have it be like this where we're experiencing it together. There's a fly flying. Oh, I caught it.
Oh,
yo.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, babe, did you scratch that lottery ticket you got earlier? Maybe I should scratch it. I caught a fly.
I bought one today and my numbers are trash.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
No, that's a lottery ticket. I'm thinking of scratch off. I'm still, you know,
it's okay. There you go. You still bought something that could win money.
Yeah. but I just want to have a good time. I want to make people laugh. I want everyone to just be like, oh man, this is fun. It's funny. You know, speaking of that, I've had a few times now where people comment and they're like, there's no way this dude is this happy all the time. It's like, I'm not happy. But I can have a good time.
I've been guilty as charged. I've been told,
I'm a sad dad at heart.
Yeah, I've been told I am the embodiment of a golden retriever energy.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a very well placed compliment. I can't remember who told me that, but I appreciate that they told me that because you see a golden retriever and it's just like instant fun. It's like,
yeah, they're just happy to be there, man.
Throw a ball, you know.
Yeah,
but in my case, it's like, give me a breakdown and let's bang our heads. And
hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But
I think that's why we like get along so well.
Oh,
it's like, we're literally just the same energy and we just feed it to each other.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why, like I said, when you have the right team, just like in a band, when you have all of the elements together and everybody's hitting on all cylinders, and yeah, you might miss a note, or you might, you know, miss a kick, or, you know, whatever. Like, but at the end of the day, you're like, we fucking killed it, you know? And
dude, that's my favorite thing at shows, whenever you see somebody messes up in the band and they all look at each other and just laugh and then they just keep playing. And I'm like, dude, see that right there? Like, they're just having a good time, dude. And that means I'm going to have a good time. I don't give a shit that you missed a note.
I if you can play a perfect set, right on. But
yeah,
if people walk into a live show expecting you to play a perfect set, then they've already got their expectations way too high,
high. I mean, most definitely.
Even people that have been even killing it for the past 20, 30 years, they still fuck up. Like, you know, speaking of sad dad stuff, Hawthorne Heights,
ooh,
Sayosin, Icy Stars.
Oh my God.
Cartel, Stick to Your Guns. And a couple more are coming through on the 20 Years of Tears tour.
Oh, Jesus.
And it is, dude, bro.
All in the same room?
All in Stubbs. I think it's going down at Stubbs or Waller. I can't remember which one, but August 14th is when that is coming to Austin. I am.
Oh, man.
And by the time you've heard this, or by the time this gets out, the tickets will have already, actually some went on sale today. Today is April 17th. And all of the, like, dude, the pre-sale list for the different companies that have pre-sales is ridiculous. Yeah. So I can,
that's crazy.
I can only imagine what these tickets are going to go for, but I'm willing to spend $100, maybe a little bit more for that.
I mean, Hawthorne Heights alone, like, oh, yeah. I mean, I would not be surprised for it to be expensive.
No.
Those guys have been around the block, dude.
They've
been outside my window with their radio for a while now. I don't. I'm sorry.
Outside my window. Yeah.
I've always wanted to use that joke.
That was good. I'm a Sayosin kid. And Cartel.
Wait. Anthony Green Sayosin or Cove Sayosin?
Go with Anthony Green.
There you go.
I was an early adopter. thoughts, but
there you go. I mean, same.
Like, I think 2006, 2008 timeframe. That sounds about right.
The album that Cove like first started on, the one with the Blue Beetle or Black Beetle or whatever.
Yep.
I will admit that was all those songs are bangers, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, Anthony Green just brought it on a different level, dude.
It is crazy, especially whenever you swap out vocalists. It transforms the band. I mean, vocalists can come close to what they were uh-huh. doing, but then when you bring in another vocalist, it's almost like you have to change your sound, or the sound is going to change mm-hmm. on its own just by default, because there is someone making different sounds, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
just some like note progressions and things like that just mm-hmm. won't work with their vocals, and it just won't sound right.
Or so like you got range, you know, like
the style. Yeah.
Maybe we were talking with you, but I remember maybe it was Colby that told me that, the guy's vocals didn't quite hit where they were at. So they just like tuned down or tuned up. I can't remember what he said.
Yeah.
Like, they fixed them to fit the vocalist. So,
yeah, it's crazy. Even with screams, like you want to know what your like your note pattern is, because like it'll change. Like, dude, like it'll sound weird. you gotta be kind of going in that direction for it to sound right. It's crazy. Like, I've watched videos where like harsh vocalists are like hitting piano keys, and they're like, like, okay, so I need to make sure that I'm in that kind of area, and it's like, you know, to the untrained ear, you're going to hear a scream. You're going to be like, it's just a scream.
Right.
You know, but they're actually going with the notes and that the guitarists and bassists are doing. That's dude.
So on your reaction videos, do you give any, I don't want to say critiques, but do you throw out just, hey, this is what I thought? Or when you watch the video and the song, are you more talking about or react? Obviously you're reacting to the video. Mm-hmm. But are you going to follow up with any, I heard this, or did you catch that?
So I actually did my first reaction today that had a video where I was like, there is one thing that I wish that was a little different.
Okay.
And so I said it. I was like, yeah, it's just it was a matter of fact, I have the list right here. I did the Alex Terrible doing the Lorna Shore Pain Remains. Ooh. Dancing with Frames.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was sick. The only thing that was a little off was just he was really low. And, you know, he has an extremely powerful voice. So like that was the only thing that I was like, I wish it was just a little bit louder.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was sick. You know, watching him go Super Saiyan like 8,000 times while he's doing it is the best thing ever.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dude's a beast.
Yeah. But I haven't really ran into anything where I'm like, just, you know, this sucked or whatever, you know, and I always want to be true. So like, that's like, you know, I'll deliver it in the nicest way possible.
Of course.
If I feel the need to, you know, but yeah, like I haven't really run into anything yet where I'm just like,
yeah, where you're just like
this is dog water.
you just like slowly just like start shutting the kit. You're like, okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, could you imagine? I would feel so bad if that happened. Oh,
well, you know, and man, I can smell the chicken cooking downstairs, which means it's probably
hungry.
We used to do this thing called the Stank Sessions, and I want to bring them back. And we have given some constructive criticism to bands where it was out of, we'll just say, the 3 minutes worth of song, 20 seconds was palatable. And we deliver and you know, and everybody else that's on what we call the council, we would just deliver honest opinions, like,
yeah,
you know, hey, you want us to react or listen to your music, we'll tell you what we thought, but
yeah,
don't take offense if someone thinks that your screams are too crackly or your guitar work is trash or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like everybody needs that punch.
Constructive criticism. Right.
Yeah. Especially, I've had some locals come up, but, you know, email me stuff and say, hey man, you know, what do you think about this? Cause I'm target demographic white dude dad, right? Like I like ones and zeros. I like riffs. I like bops. I like, you know, breakdowns and blast beat. Like I like it all, but there's some shit out there that just ain't my cup of tea. And yeah, that's okay, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
If someone tells me, hey, your podcast sucks. Hey, cool. Like, I know it's not the best. Like, I'm just out here doing me and you go out there and do you. And if you think that your music is amazing, keep pushing. Like, there is a crowd out there for everybody. I mean, there's over 8 billion people on this planet. And through the power of, you know, the digital binary dream of the matrix that we live in, you know, it is, it's possible to find that, group of people.
Exactly. Yep.
But if you come across the channel and you submit and you don't get a passing grade out the gate, don't be offended. Like, come on the show, like talk to us, like talk to me, like, hey, well,
exactly.
Tell us what, tell me what was happening in this section that I didn't like. Maybe I'm not fully understanding what you were going for. I think,
there you go.
I think that's the key to this, is because I would love to, I don't know if we can do some reactions where like I'm picturing or whatever, but
I could totally set that up.
I would love to come on every now and again and just kind of hang out, have one of these sessions and then be like, hey, Ryan, I found this band. Blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, fucking cue it up. Let's go.
Yeah, dude. I'd be down. No, I'm totally down. I'll get you linked up with Discord just because it would be a little easier to share the screen. Mm-hmm. You got it? Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm totally down to do that. That'd be sick. I could set up the OBS and everything recorded.
Awesome.
High quality. Yeah, dude.
So excited.
All right. I'm excited. That's so sick.
So excited. I've been waiting so long to, like, I guess, quote unquote, launch this other, you know, portion of the podcast, and to be able to bring you on, you know, a local dad, you know, a sad dad, front man of a band that is, you know, I think is well known in the local community.
Nice.
You know, and you're just an overall goofball, you know, like, it's
I'm just having a good time.
You're a cool guy. Like, I think that's going to go over well. And so for everybody listening and watching this, if you have anything that you would like reacted to, or if you have some new music that you just want put out on the airwaves, just any social media platform out there is you're talking to me directly. Or you can email us austintxmetal@gmail.com, and that'll go directly to me. And then I'll just forward it over to our guy, Josh.
Yeah. And I'll react to it.
we'll whip it on. We'll let you know what we think. I think that's what I'm really getting at, is this isn't just your standard reaction video segment. Yeah. This is going to be, okay, here it go. Like, I swear to God, I almost started a YouTube channel called Your Shit Sucks. And I and I wanted people to just send me music so that I could just at the end of the video just be like, your shit sucks, and then fade to, like, cut to black.
Dude, real talk, that would probably hit off pretty well. People would literally send it trying to get you to not say that.
Exactly. Dude, that's it. That was the whole thing. Like, dude, people are going to be like, this motherfucker is going to like this one. He's going to this doesn't suck. And he's going to send it to me. And then I'll be like, okay, that one wasn't bad. And then, you know, whatever. But then there's going to be the ones that are like, ah, that shit sucks. And just, you know, it's like getting raked off the theater stage with the hook.
But that's awesome. Dude, you can literally make a transition where it shows the hook, grab it, and you just fling it.
this is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we're here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Plus, I'm pretty sure my chicken is burnt by now. I just wanted to get a quick interview in with you, introduce you to everybody, and let them know that, you know, you are on the team, but you also you also have your own channel. Go ahead and give everybody the shout outs where they can get at you, because they know where to get at the podcast.
Okay.
How can they support you as a person? Because you also are editing for someone else, right?
Yeah, I also, how I got onto the Metal Reacts was I started doing editing for my buddy Rogue N Josh, who is a Metal Reactor. He's YouTube partner. He's got like 30, almost 40K now. And he, you know, after doing that for him for a little bit, he was like, hey, you should do it too, you know? And so I was like, I'll give it a shot. And I fell in love with it. So now I do both of ours.
Nice.
So it's and it's super fun. He's an awesome guy. He's from Australia. And he's like in the future, you know.
Two questions. A, how did you link up with him? And B, what is what do you call it? YouTube. You just said it. You're a
handle.
No, not the handle. you became partner, YouTube partner. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So I met him actually streaming over on Kick, and he saw my logo. It's like a, you know, kind of like death metal logo.
Nice.
And he was like, oh, sweet. So he like joined, and I was playing like Destiny 2, which is a game, video game or something. And yeah, he just started talking to me, and we hit it off, and we were buds for roughly a year or so. He kind of was helping me with like the gaming content. And then finally, you know, he was like, hey, would you mind editing for me? And then it, one thing led to another, and
nice.
Now I'm here. And then YouTube partner. Yeah, I've been working on it for, I started my YouTube channel probably about a year or so ago, just off and on uploading gaming stuff. And then I really started grinding for it right at the end of 2023. And then come February, I believe, was when I finally hit my 1,000 subscribers. And then March was when I hit YouTube partner, and I've been partner for, what is it? March, April. So like a month or so, month and a half.
Nice. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
That was great, dude. I have a stream deck too.
The best part about this is that it has the built-in sample, and I've got 24 of them, yeah. But I haven't changed any 8. I mean, I still have like a fart. I mean, who cares? Dude. You got
all of my samples are just old vines. You know, you remember Vine?
Yes.
Look at all them chickens, you know, like shit like that.
Oh God. I think that's where the internet and our attention span started to go to shit, is whenever they were like, yep. Vine, fit everything in the world in 6 seconds.
Yep.
And make everyone love it. God, it was the best.
Man, people got so creative with that shit.
I was watching some the things that people come up with to put on social media just for, you know, the lulls or the whatevers. It's so complex these days. And to these people, it's probably just like easy. It just comes to
them
naturally.
They come up. Yeah. Yeah. They just come up with it right off the top of the dome. It's
nuts. You had to be an everything type person. You had to be an editor, a producer, you had to be a visionary. And, you know, I mean, there are some vines out there that are just absolute trash, right? I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah. Man, Vine.
And then there was all the ones where it was like, they were always in the right moment at the right time. Like the one where the guy threw the frisbee and it went over the highway. And he's like, what the fuck, Richard? And like that, like blew up.
Damn. What are those? Man, got the white.
Coming back or
coming at you with Daniel coming
with the white van,
something like that. But that's where the attention spans just started going to shit.
Because
we were talking about yesterday. It's like, what'd you say? 3 seconds you need to do something.
Yeah, every 3 seconds you want to have something on the screen that happens for retention.
Ridiculous. Well, again, Josh, thank you very much. I'm glad that you're a part of the team. I know that I feel like this is the right fit, you know,
for sure.
I've been on the hunt for a while, and I want to continue to grow. Like, I'm looking for more co-hosts so that we can cover more ground and cover more topics, like, you know, pop punk and, you know, all the black metal and, you know, just like other avenues that I'm not, you know, I don't have my blinders on, but at the same time, no one can listen to it all, right?
So for the, I just got to say, for the black metal, for the thumbnail, me and you have to go out into the woods with our faces painted and take a black and white picture. I'm
ready.
Ready.
I'm currently in the craft room. Like, if I were to turn the camera over here on the wall, it says create. And this is like my daughter's kind of art studio that she doesn't really touch anymore, but she still does like art and shit. So I've got face paint. I've got watercolors. We can come up with all kinds of shit.
Oh, dude, let's go. I'm down.
But yeah, so give everybody the ets and where they can support you as an individual.
So I'm on Instagram. I'm on X formerly known as Twitter, YouTube. And, actually I think that's it. Yeah. Everything's all uniform at Drifter Voyages, and just hit me up. I would say to message me to ask about reactions. TikTok. That's the other one. Also Drifter Voyages. To message me about reactions, just hit up I'd say Instagram or X, formerly known as Twitter. Just hit up those two, and I usually am pretty good about messaging or comment on a video.
Bingo.
And just be like, hey, hit me up. Here's my email, whatever, and you know we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's it. I guess I could do my email. My email is driftervoyages@gmail.com. If you want to do that, you could also email me there.
Yeah, I'll put all the ads and the important stuff in the comments and sure we'll do like hyperlinks. But again, also so the podcast is Josh and Josh is the podcast. So if you want your shit reacted to, you send it to me, it's going to him. Yeah. Or you send it to him, it's still like it's gonna
be back and forth.
It's gonna be back and forth. We're gonna work this one out. I'm so excited. Right now we're on pace for 2 a month. That is the quote unquote target right now. I'm sure that once we get this rocking and rolling and start vibing, everybody's going to be like, okay, this is where it needs to go. And I mean, and shout out to all the other reactors out there, like Ryan Reacts and Hardcore Keem. And,
oh yeah, dude. You know, those guys are the goats.
Right. You know, it's like, there are people that have been doing this for a hot minute and they actually, you know, and they're the ones that have the ability to get someone's underground unsigned independent artist shit on someone's radar, right? Like,
I know, that's crazy, dude.
That's where I want to be. I want to help. Like, money is, I haven't made any money from this in 10 years. I'm not going to start now. so a catch all. This is literally just trying to get local independent artists help with promotion and eyes on, because there's so much good music out there. It's ridiculous. Dude,
it's sad that the most of these bands aren't heard of yet.
I know. And that's what we're going to do. So if you are an unheard of band, or you feel like you're an unheard of band, holler at us. We will do our best to make your shit pretty. I mean, but most of all, it has to sound good. All right.
Yeah.
It's got to sound good. This QAQC over here, right? Like, not everything's going to make it.
It's like, we're trying to be nice. Yeah, but shit.
Exactly. Just like in the famous words of Kramer, there are ugly babies in this world, right? There's ugly kids. Side note, that was not bass. That was a keyboard. Do you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. Yeah.
Not too many people.
It blew my mind the first time. And I've watched bass players like sit there and try to redo it, and they can get pretty close.
But anyway, I'll let you get to your life. I'm going to go live mine. Josh, thank you very much for joining us. And I'm glad that you're on the team. I can't wait to see what comes out of this madness, because what is it? All rising tides rise all ships.
There you go. Something like that.
When the water goes up, motivational. So do the boats.
Yeah. Metal.
All right. Stick around. We got to let this do its thing. And we'll catch you guys later. So thanks for joining us, guys. We'll catch you next episode.
Yeah. Bye.
Peace.